UK officials identify more security risks in Huawei electronics. By John Hayward on March 28, 2019. Security officials in the United Kingdom issued a report on Thursday identifying further security risks in equipment from Chinese telecom giant Huawei. The report noted Huawei has made no progress on addressing previously identified problems and said it would be difficult to manage the security risk from further Huawei purchases. The UK Huawei Cybersecurity Evaluation Centre, HSEC, established by the company itself but overseen by British intelligence, issues a report on Huawei products every year. The new report arrives at a moment when the US government is strongly encouraging allies to rethink purchases of Chinese electronics because they may include deliberate security vulnerabilities that could be exploited in the future by Chinese intelligence agencies. The US has warned allies such as Germany and Israel that intelligence sharing could be curtailed in the future if they rely on products from companies like Huawei. The British government's final decision on whether to use Huawei products in its 5G wireless network is expected soon. HSEC's 2019 report found several hundred vulnerabilities and issues with Huawei products, some of them unaddressed holdovers from the 2018 report. HSEC noted that its evaluation team is relatively small, so the number of vulnerabilities they were able to discover with limited manpower is troubling. If an attacker has knowledge of these vulnerabilities and sufficient access to exploit them, they may be able to affect the operation of the network, in some cases causing it to cease operating correctly. The British watchdog agency warned, mirroring concerns expressed by US intelligence officials. The warning was tempered by assurances that UK networks are configured in such a way that exploiting such vulnerabilities to attack secure government systems is difficult. The UK experts thought the vulnerabilities they discovered could be exploited by a range of actors, but they did not believe the defects were a result of Chinese state interference. HSEC judged Huawei's much-touted $2 billion plan to fix its security vulnerabilities over the next 3 to 5 years looks plausible on paper, but skeptically added that similar strongly worded commitments from Huawei in the past have not brought about any discernible improvements. Some of those commitments date back to a cybersecurity white paper Huawei published in 2012. Huawei's development and support processes are not currently conducive to long-term. The Verge noted on Thursday that one of the UK's four big mobile operators, EE, long ago ruled out using Huawei equipment for core network functions. One of the others has placed Huawei purchases on hold while security issues are evaluated, while the other two are currently evaluating Huawei products on their own. "We understand these concerns and take them very seriously," a Huawei spokesperson said after the new HSEC report was released. "To ensure the ongoing security of global telecom networks, the industry, regulators, and governments need to work together on higher common standards for cybersecurity," the spokesperson said, portraying the $2 billion security improvement plan promised by the company since last year as merely the initial budget for enhancements it plans to make. TechCrunch described the new HSEC report as a withering assessment and viewed it as a sign the UK might be considering a change in policy toward Huawei. Critics of Huawei can now point to impatience rising in the UK, despite comments by the head of the NCSC, Kieran Martin, last month, who said then that security agencies believe the risk of using Huawei kit can be managed, suggesting the government will push for an outright ban. The report does not literally overturn that view, but it does blast out a very loud and alarming warning about the difficulty for UK operators to appropriately risk manage what's branded defective and vulnerable Huawei kit, including flagging the risk of future products, which the board suggests will be increasingly complex to manage. All of which could well just push operators to seek alternatives. TechCrunch observed that the UK government could simply order Huawei to address all of the major concerns spotlighted by the HSEC, instead of accepting the company's assurances that everything will be taken care of. But such a brute force approach could compromise the performance and stability of the 5G network and make future upgrades difficult. Politico called the new report a bombshell and predicted it could have ripple effects in other European countries with Huawei security centers. The report could make UK wireless companies more nervous about using Huawei products even if the government decides not to ban or restrict them. Several smaller countries have asked leading intelligence services like the UK's for input. The European Commission earlier this week issued recommendations for EU countries to share their security assessments and come to a joint position on whether to allow Huawei into their networks, Politico reported.